Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our beautiful program أسماء الحسنى Blessed names of Allah عز وجل And as you know, in this program and in particular in each episode, we are going through beautiful, glorious names of our Creator, our Lord Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this episode too, we will hear some more beautiful names and we will endeavor to explain them in light of what the ulama have written in their blessed books, inshaAllah. So, the names that we will be discussing in today's episode, very famous names, And in fact, we read these names daily. Many people have a habit of reading these blessed names daily. Why? Because they occur in a particular verse of the Quran that is read as an invocation on a daily basis. What are those two names? Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, as you know, these two names are found in the renowned Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. And many people read this on a daily basis after the five daily prayers before departing to bed, waking up in the morning and throughout the day. Whenever they want to attain blessings from Ayatul Kursi, they will read it, inshaAllah. So, in Ayatul Kursi, right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. There is no one worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And he is Hay and he is Qayyum. These names have been used in many other maqamat in the Quran as well. We will hear about those particular places. But first of all, let's hear the meanings of Al-Hay and Al-Qayyum. Al-Hay means the one who is alive. And it's used for insan as well. We say such a person is Hay, he is alive. And when it refers to our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, what does it mean? The one who exists pre-eternally. His existence is pre-eternal. He's always been living. And death will never occur for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's always existed, he's always been living, and he will live eternally as well. There will never come a time when he ceases to exist. He will never perish. So it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala That who exists pre-eternally, always has existed, and always will exist as well. Now, Sheikh Abdul Haq, Muhaddis Dehlawi, Rahmatullahi Alayh, he says, Al-Hayy, meaning is that the one who existed pre-eternally, and he will always exist. He will never perish, he will never cease to exist, he will never come to an end. So, Al-Hayy, the living one, the ever alive. And Al-Qayyum, Al-Qayyum refers to that who exists by itself, self-existing. Meaning, it is not dependent on anything else to exist. It's not established with anything else, just by itself. So Allah Ta'ala exists by Himself, is not dependent on anything else to exist. And Allah Jalla wa'ala is the cause and the reason for everything else existing as well. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings all others into existence. But he himself, nothing brought him into existence. He exists by himself, self-existing. And he is not dependent or established by anything else. And so the meaning of Al-Hayy, the ever-living, he gives life to others. He himself will never die, will never perish, will never cease to exist. He has been existing pre-eternally. And he will exist forever as well, eternally. And Al-Qayyum, he is self-existing, self-subsistent. And he's not dependent on anything else. He's not established by any other thing. And he gives wujud to every other thing. He establishes every other creation. And he keeps those creations alive as well. Now, what are the requirements of these names? As you know, each name has a requirement. something is expected from us as believers in regards to those names. So the ulama have said, Al-Hayy, when we ponder about this name, the ever-living, the one who will never perish, never die, will never cease to exist, this comforts and consoles our heart. This enters serenity into our hearts. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never cease to exist. He will never perish. And hence, all our affairs, all our mu'amalat, we hand them over to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best that to take care and handle our affairs. A person will rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he ponders about this name, Al-Hayy. Now, without comparison in the world, if you have a connection with somebody or a link with somebody who is very influential, maybe wealthy or has a very high rank and status in society, and now when you have that connection and link with that influential person, your heart gains comfort. You're at peace. You feel satisfaction. Why? Because you think, this person helps me at every stage. He supports me at every stage. Whenever I'm in difficulty, I just have to refer to him or raise my case with him, and it's sorted. The issues are resolved. And it gives that person itminan, peace of mind that I have somebody to back me up, to help me. Now, without comparison, see, who can compare the creation to the creator? It's not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we should rely upon at all times. He is Hayy, He is all living. He will never cease. He will always be there for us. Always has been. And when we hand all our affairs over to Him, whenever we face difficulty, we plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we supplicate to Him, we beg Him, we beseech in His court, inshallah our affairs will be resolved. Our matters will conclude according to our desire, inshallah. But the condition is tawakkul, having reliance, complete reliance upon the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will take me out of my difficulty. He will ensure that this particular thing goes my way or goes according to what I want. And why must we do this? Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists by Himself. Nobody gave Him that existence. There's no one above Him. There's no one more powerful than Him. Everything is under His control, His authority. And He will never taste death. He will never perish. He will never cease to exist. So when you have that reliance, then inshallah, all your affairs will be handled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't feel tension, you won't feel stress, you won't feel concern, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your supporter. And in the Quran, this is the instruction we are given. These are the teachings. For example, in Surah Furqan, verse 58, it states, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Such a beautiful statement. And place reliance upon Al-Hayy, the ever-living, الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, the one who will not die. Allahu Akbar. So place your reliance upon Hayy, the all-living, the ever-living, who will never die. Now it's narrated regarding Sayyidina Hatim bin Asam, or another one of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, that he had a desire in his heart to perform the Hajj pilgrimage. But his domestic situation was such, or his household situation was such, that he had young daughters, children, and his spouse, of course. And if he were to go on this journey of Hajj, he would have to make sure that he's left sufficient provisions behind as well. He didn't have enough provisions, he didn't have enough wealth. So he was, you could say, upset that I can't go on the Hajj pilgrimage. Why can't I go? What's the obstacle? What's the hindrance? I've got young children, I've got a spouse that I need to provide for. This was a worry that he had. One year, when the caravans, the qafile for Hajj were leaving, he made an intention that this year I will perform the Hajj pilgrimage. And I will leave my family members in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll rely upon Allah jalla wa ala in regards to them. When he left his home, somebody said to his young daughter that your father's leaving for Hajj, who will take care of you? Who will look after you now? Who will give you provisions? The upkeep, the maintenance. Now that young girl, because of the environment in her home, it was an Islamic environment, it was a pious environment. Alhamdulillah, her nurturing, her upbringing was in accordance to Sharia, in accordance to the way of the Anbiya, the Sahaba, the Awliya. So she said, the one who would consume himself has left. Meaning in reference to her father. The one who consumes, he has left. Yes, you're right. But the one who is the provider, and does not consume, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ever living. He is al-hayy, He is ever living. Meaning that what is the need to worry? Yes, my father has left for this Hajj pilgrimage, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is ever living, He sustains others, He cherishes others, He nurtures others, He provides for others. He is ever living. He doesn't eat Himself, He provides to others. He gives rizq to others. Meaning His power is with us. His support is with us. SubhanAllah, such a beautiful thing she said. Death will not occur to him. He will not perish. He will not cease to exist. Meaning she was saying to that person that reliance is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is trying to scare them, but look at the taqwa in her heart. Look at the reliance in Allah found in her heart. She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever living. He is a provider. He is alive. So what is the need to worry? Why should we be concerned? And what will happen when we do as the young girl did, when we think as the young girl did, when we adopt the same mindset, inshallah, our worries, our concerns, our stresses will alleviate, will decrease, and we will feel that peace and serenity in our hearts and minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for us, inshallah ta'ala. We know that difficulties will occur in life. We know that problems and hardships are faced in life. That's life. That's part of life. But when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us against those difficulties, help us in those times of hardship and distress, then that will give us a sense of peace and serenity in our hearts that you can't put a value on. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. And place your reliance upon the ever-living, the one who will not die. And in another maqam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this sifa of His of giving life. He is Hay and He gives life as well. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 27, Jalla Jalaluhu said, وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So this was briefly about the name Al-Hay. What was the other name? Al-Qayyum. Now Al-Qayyum, this is from Qiyam. This means for something to be established. For example, they say a building is established, it's Qa'im. Our wujud, our existence, our bodies, these are Qaim as well. So this is one meaning. The meaning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent and not in need of anything else to exist. He is self-existing. He is the one who grants life and existence to others. He establishes other things. He himself was not established by anything else. Was not given wujud or existence by anything else. No, this is not the case. And this is a word which is similar to qayyum, qayyim. Qayyim means the one who establishes others, the one who handles the affairs of others, who disposes the affairs of others. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we as human beings, for example, we're a manager in our workplace. We have staff who take care of our daily routine, our daily schedule, to ensure that everything runs smoothly. Someone is taking care of one aspect of our daily routine at work, and another person is responsible for taking care of another the aspect at our workplace, and these people all come together to help us carry out our work in that managerial role. Now, they are qayyim in that regard, they are helping us. But the haqiqi, that which is qayyim and who runs the affairs of the entire universe and who takes care, handles the affairs of everyone, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one who plans the affairs of everyone. He takes care of the affairs of everyone. He disposes the affairs. So the haqiqi qayyim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you will find in creation, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have people who help us as well. So we are muhtaj in others. And above all, we are muhtaj upon the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even from a spiritual aspect as well. Other aspects of our life, Allah jalla wa ala Himself has appointed various beings to carry out certain things. For example, there's angels that make sure that rizq, sustenance reaches people. This is all with the will of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed them Himself. How much sustenance should reach someone? When is someone to be given life? When is death to be met in a person's life? Their soul is to be seized. These matters Allah has handed over to the angels, and they carry out this with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is qayyim, and He has established people, beings who carry out works as well. So our mindset should be that we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qayyum, the one who is established by Himself, who is not dependent on anyone else, but He establishes everything else, and they are all dependent upon Him. Haqiqatan, directly and indirectly as well. Meaning, we've just mentioned some examples of rain, rizq reaching us, life, death. All of these are in the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He has given these tasks to His noble angels, alayhim as-salam. So we should have kamil tawakkul, complete tawakkul upon the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate to Him wholeheartedly. Know that Allah is the one who gave you life. Allah will give you death. Allah ensures every second of your day passes. He is the one who establishes you. He is the one who disposes your affairs. He is the one who has appointed angels, alayhim as-salam, to help you throughout your life as well. And when we know this, that my Lord is that Zat who has done all of this for me, inshallah, our tawakkul upon Him will increase. Whenever we face any difficulty, any problem, distress and hardship, we will remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy, the all-living, and Al-Qayyum, the self-existing, He is there for me. And inshallah, this will comfort our heart and lead to our difficulties being alleviated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of these two beautiful names, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, and enable us to act upon the requirements of these names as well. Ameen, bi jahi an-Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.